If you are in the midst of, at the beginning of, or near the tail end of dealing with your insurance company when it comes to rebuilding, then this is your gal. She is a friend of the consumer. She is the director of United Policyholders. Amy Bach is back. Hello there, Amy.
Good morning. So happy to be back with you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again. Where are we in terms of recovery, in your view?
I think we are about where I would expect the community to be, although I do think the community is doing relatively well in comparison to other areas we've worked. That said, it's tough. This was a very big scale catastrophe. So, you know, we're pretty much on track, I'd say.
Okay, that sounds good. Except for the people, of course, who are still mired in what has turned out to be one of the biggest challenges of recovery and rebuilding. And that, of course, is trying to come to terms with your insurance company. And at this stage of recovery, Amy, are people just having a tendency to throw up their hands and give up or give in?
I would say no, not in your community. Our organization has been running our Roadmap to Recovery workshops since October every month, in addition to lots of other support offerings. And I think, we've been working with the city of Santa Rosa, the county, both Napa and Sonoma, and lots of partners. And I'll tell you, your community is not rolling over. They are standing up for themselves, and they are fighting to get every dollar of insurance coverage that they paid for.
And how much assistance do people need? I mean, I'm just wondering, Amy, about the number of people who deal with this issue on their own versus the number of people who come to you, the nonprofit of United Policyholders, or other means to try to fix this or negotiate for them.
Well, of course, we try to reach everyone we can through every channel. And we do. We have been getting, an average of about 400 people at each workshop. And we,
wow,
But yeah, so it's amazing. Usually by this time, attendance is dwindling, and that has not been happening. But, recovery is not one size fits all, right? There's a spectrum of people and the help they need. There are some people that are very strong and empowered and have resources and can push for a fair settlement. And then there are people who are lost. And so, we try to offer the spectrum of support services. Some people, we promote do-it-yourself remedies. We say, you paid for coverage, you paid for claim service. You shouldn't have to pay, a public adjuster or a lawyer, but in reality, a lot of people do need to do that. They just can't handle the details.
Right.
All of that being said, there are still a lot of people out there that really need help. I mean, it grinds you down. A lot of folks are on their fifth adjuster. The insurance companies rotate them through. And then every time a new person gets on board, they have to sort of start from scratch to reach an agreement. And that can really wear on people. So we just try to buoy them along. We have a workshop tonight, and, that's a lot of what we do. We just try to, help people feel like, hey, there's a light at the end of this tunnel.
And how much of a difference, Amy, does it make at this stage of the game who you're insured with? How much does a company vary in terms of trying to get through this negotiating part of the deal?
The companies vary, but what varies the most is the individual adjuster that gets assigned to the claim. So, we've seen some, say, for example, farmers doing better in some areas, making it easier for their customers in some areas. We see, same thing with State Farm, same thing, with a number of the other companies. But we also have people that are insured with Farmers, let's say, or State Farm, that have an adjuster that's just really giving them a hard time. So it's hard to say categorically.
Yeah.
I know people always say, well, who should I insure with now that we see all this?
Right.
And it's like, the most important thing is to get the coverage that you need and then to be empowered and informed and understand that, this is not like the ads that you see. There's no, the adjuster doesn't come with a magic wand. It's a business negotiation.
And I would hope that at this stage of the game, that those of us who are lucky enough to have our houses saved from, devastation by the fires, that we would be, taking this time to go back to our insurance carriers and say, okay, where do we stand? You know, what if something like this happened? I'm trying to be optimistic about this, Amy, but I have a feeling that not everybody's doing that.
That is 100% true.
Yeah.
You know, insurance is one of those things that people like to not think about, you know, kind of like earthquakes, you know?
Yeah.
So, but this is the opportunity. This is the time, you know, where people should be making that call to their insurance company and saying, look, I need your assurance that I'm adequately protected. I don't want to be one of these people if, God forbid, you know, I were to lose my home. And then, you know, really take notes about what they say. And if they tell you to increase your coverage, you know, do it. But if they give you an assurance that you're okay, make sure you write that down.
Yeah.
Because that's the fight a lot of these people are having. You know, they relied on the insurance company and the agent to adequately insure. And that reliance turns out to have not been, well placed. But the law is still, you know, does still protect the insurer and the agent. So people have to, you know, really do need to be proactive.
And one of the expressions that I like best and I think is most appropriate in the kind of recovery that we're in is, remember, Superman ain't coming. So if you don't take this time to be, you know, people think I'm just a preparedness hound, and I am. But if we don't take this time to reassess and to plan and to prepare and do all that stuff, then when next something happens, Superman ain't coming. So whatever we've done for ourselves will serve us or it won't, depending on what we do. Let's talk about things that do prepare us and tell us about the Roadmap to Recovery workshop tonight.
Okay, great. So just a quick preparedness recap. You know, make sure you clear brush around your home on a regular basis, right? Keep those branches away from the house. Make sure you have, you know, try to take, if you have a smartphone with a camera, walk around the house, take a video, narrate as you go. You know, here's my living room, here's my this, here's my that. And then make sure you store that video someplace in the cloud or online that you'll be able to find it. So you have that inventory. You know, you can do it in writing if you want, but the easiest thing is just to do, you know, the narrated
version. Great idea. Yeah.
And then of course adjust your limits and make sure you've got, you know, code upgrade coverage for, you know, for improvements that the county or city would make you do. And then the per square foot, you know, don't, you know, this is the Bay Area. Things are expensive. So those are the main things. Make sure you're adequately insured and you have good accessible records. Tonight, we will be hosting a Roadmap to Recovery workshop at the Universalist Unitarian Church, 547 Mendocino Avenue in downtown Santa Rosa. We'll be covering progress payments during rebuilding, remedying under insurance. We'll do a little legislative update. We're going to have speakers are going to be an expert attorney, an expert claim adjuster who's familiar with dealing with lenders. We're going to have someone from Senator McGuire's office to talk about the legislation, and we will have somebody from the permit expediting center that the city of Santa Rosa has set up, Steve Jensen. So it's going to be a great one-stop shop for getting lots of answers for people. Starts at 6 o'clock.
Six to eight o'clock tonight. Yeah. And Amy, I got to ask you, because this is sort of a thorn in all of our sides, even though we know that our representatives are working hard. What's your take on the insurance reform and wildfire legislation currently in Sacramento?
Very disappointed.
Yeah.
Really very disappointed. In fact, you know, a lot of people, it's unfortunately, it's a glimpse into the realities, you know, of our modern legislative, you know, environment where campaign finance reform has been very ineffective and the insurers just really have a lot of control up in Sacramento. It's unfortunate.
It's very disheartening. Very disheartening. Yeah. It makes me, I don't know what, well, I won't tell you what it makes me want to do, but because that's against the law.
Well, your local elected, I mean, all the your local elected officials, and you know, they really fought hard.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they did. It's not their fault. You know, it's just that the insurers are, you know, they're really, you know, entrenched up there. They're there 24/7 lobbying and, you know.
It's just not working the way we want it to work. That's for sure.
Right.
All right, Amy, tonight from 6 to 8, 547 Mendocino Avenue, the Roadmap to Recovery workshop. Amy, always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, that is Amy Bach, Director of United Policyholders, a nonprofit organization meant to aid you in dealing with your insurance company.